Welcome to another episode of the Marriage Mentor Podcast with Eric and Jolene Engel, where Eric and Jolene answer marriage questions for believers, looking at the root of the problem instead of the symptom, always while applying God's wisdom and word for a Christ-centered marriage.
Hi, I'm Eric Engel with Jolene Engel, my beautiful wife, for another episode of the Marriage Mentor.
Okay, in today's episode, we're going to hear a message from a wife who basically is struggling with being a godly wife. Plain and simple, she doesn't want to be one. So let's listen in.
Hi, my name is Carol. My question is, I'm married. I've been married for 19 years. My husband is not a Christian. I was away from the Lord, but I was a Christian. And I knew the day we got married that I was not supposed to marry him, and I did. And it hasn't been a good marriage. It's been 19 years. We've almost split up a few times. He wasn't a good father. It's not that he's unkind to me, but I've been serving God for 3 years now, and God is requiring me to begin to be a godly wife. And I don't want a restored marriage with him. Basically, at this point, we're roommates, and I'm content with that. And I would love, it's very painful, it's very hard, and it's very difficult, and I don't even really want to deal with it, but God is asking me to. And I will respect him, and I will do things in that way, but I would appreciate any help.
Okay, well, every wife has a choice. Every single day, we have a choice as to what kind of wife we'd like to be. Now, this woman is struggling with doing what God is asking her to do, which is to be a godly wife. And I could look at me and say, okay, well, every single morning I could choose me, or I could choose being a wife of the word. Okay, now this wife has had many years to justify her position, but the Holy Spirit is just convicting her left and right, and you have to do something with that. What are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with the prompting and the convicting leading of the Holy Spirit? You have a choice. No one's going to force you to obey God. You get to do that because Jesus is a gentleman. He's not going to strong arm you and say, go be this godly wife. Okay? So the question is, what kind of wife do you want to be? Now, we could be like Jonah. Run all the way to the opposite ends of the earth of where God was telling us to go. And Jonah felt justified. You know, those are rotten people over in Nineveh. I'm not looking to go minister to them. They don't deserve to know the gospel.
Well, and that's what that's really where she's coming from, is that I'm content just being roommates.
Right.
And that's her Jonah attitude.
Right. And we all have Jonah attitudes in us. But you have to ask yourself, okay, A, do I want to get swallowed by a big fish and have a conversation with God in the belly of it? No, that's not going to work well. I've had my Jonah moments, and I run from God because what he's asking me to do is too hard and I don't want to do it. But then I have to ask myself, am I going to worship me, or am I going to worship Jesus? That's what it comes down to.
Well, she's in this thing for 19 years, so I imagine she's a little tired.
Sure. But I love this. One of my favorite verses, my absolute favorite verses, is Zechariah 4:6. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And a godly wife does not do it in her own strength. It doesn't happen in our own strength, because we are not capable of being a godly wife through just our own means.
Well, and that's a great point, because we get people writing in and calling in all the time with, what do I do? How do I do this? And that should be the first thing stated every time, is Zechariah 4:6, is you don't do it, he does it.
Right.
You let him lead and you follow.
You do have to obey. There's that choice. And that's why I said every wife has a choice. What choice are you going to make? I think about Jesus when he said, come follow me. And it's just like, no, I don't want to, Lord. In this instance, what you're asking me to do is either A, too hard, or B, I want to fight you on it, or C, I don't believe that you're going to work it for my good. And that could be a portion of where this wife is.
And I can handle it on my own.
Yeah.
I mean, I get up in the morning, I'm breathing, I can function, I can take a shower on my own, I can put on my clothes on my own, I can figure this out on my own. But really what's so interesting is that we can't do any of those things. We can't even breathe.
Without Jesus.
Without Jesus. We can't do it. He sustains the entire universe. And yet we kind of think that we can do it on our own. We breathe on our own. We don't.
Right.
Okay. We don't do anything on our own. And so we need to come back to that point where it is by His power that we can do anything.
Right. Right. Well, and here's my question for any wife listening in. You have the ability to influence your husband. And a lot of wives have written in just recently too, that they're married to unbelievers, to non-Christians. Here's a question I want you to consider. Do you want your husband to go to hell? Or do you want him to go to heaven?
Ouch.
Well, that's what it comes down to. I mean, of course. And you have to take in that perspective. Where do you want him to spend eternity?
If your husband, within a couple of days, was on his deathbed, would you treat him differently?
Right. I hope so.
Would you reflect the gospel differently than you have the past 10 or 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And at that point, it's like, well, then it gets serious. Well, it's serious right now.
Well, and I just love this wife's honesty. Basically, Jelena, I don't want this. But deep down inside, she is compelled. She's compelled to want it because she wrote it and saying, okay, well, what do I do? You know, because the Holy Spirit is drawing her to the life of a godly wife. And again, are you going to heed what the Holy Spirit has to say, or are you going to justify why you don't want to be that?
Right. And I would also have to ask, is this a primary goal of hers, or is it just something on the side? Is it just peripheral? If she looks at it as like, hey, this is my number one ministry, I think she might approach it a little differently than this is what I'm stuck with.
Right. Well, and one of the things that I try to impart to wives is whether you're married to a believer, an unbeliever, or a man that is barely believing or breathing, is what do you want? Every wife wants to be cherished. Okay. The only way that is going to happen is when you walk out your role as a wife based on what the Word of God says. Okay. It's not what Oprah says.
In spite of the husband.
Okay. Now, in this instance, you got the Holy Spirit compelling her to change. And the beauty is, I love Galatians 5:16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You're in a battle right now with your flesh. Your flesh is saying, I don't want to. It's not fair. He doesn't deserve it. But you're a Christ follower. And so if you're walking in the Spirit, you're not going to fulfill those fleshly emotions.
You know, it's funny you say he doesn't deserve it. None of us deserve it.
No, none of us deserve it. You know, none of us even, let's take that one step, you know, further. I mean, we don't even deserve eternity. Okay.
Right.
So, okay. So then let me take you to Galatians 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, then let us also walk in the Spirit. Those walking in the Spirit, a lot of times believers don't know what that means. I know as a new believer, I'm like, what does that look like? It is you renewing your mind in the Word, not you renewing your mind in the world or renewing your mind with your emotions and playing over all the wrong that He's done. It's you going back saying, okay, Lord, what is it that you're asking of me? Oh, you want me to be a crown, you know, to my husband. You want me, oh, here's one that'll get not your panties in a wad, but wives. Okay, 1 Peter 3:1. I know when I read it, I'm like, psh, what is this? I'm not interested in this. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands so that if any of them do not believe the word, meaning the word of God, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. Now, there is that portion in scripture that says may be won over. Okay, it's not a guarantee, but you live to please the Lord anyways, in spite of what your husband does, because every wife, I'm sure, would feel grieved that when their husband passes, okay, the Holy Spirit's going to show up. It's going to show up in your heart, and you're going to be faced with, were you the wife that God was asking you to be? At the end of the day, whether your husband's, you know, a great man of God or not, for me, I always have to ask myself, am I doing what God has asked me to do?
You want to stand before the Lord and have him say, well done.
Absolutely.
Good and faithful servant.
Absolutely. Because I represent Jesus first before I represent being your wife.
Okay? Before you represent yourself.
Oh, and yes. You know, I am a daughter of the King first. And, you know, women who follow the Lord, that is the question at the end of the day when you put your head on the pillow at night is, Lord, what are you asking of me? Oh, I'm asking you to minister to your husband, you know, that wretched sinner that he is. And you have to decide whether or not you're going to follow that. You have to decide whether or not you're going to acquiesce to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. You know, I could go back to Moses, and Moses is like, I'm not capable of this. When the Lord's like, go lead my people from Pharaoh. And Moses is like, yeah, I can't do it. Imagine if Moses just sat there on the rock and said, it ain't going to happen. Okay. So you don't know what God's going to do. Don't put God in a box because of your emotions. Okay. Because you're limiting God based on your limited understanding of really walking in the word as a wife. Because imagine if your godly influence, God's got you on this mission, and every wife needs to hear this. Every wife that's listening in, please, please, please hear this. Again, it doesn't matter if your husband is saved, unsaved, barely believing, hypocrite, unrepentant, the whole nine yards, everything that I get that comes through my email, you know, all these, you know, horrible guys that you're married to, and the bitterness, the resentment. The bottom line is, do what God is asking you to do as a wife. Put wifehood above everything else outside of your walk with Jesus. Be intentional about being that godly wife in spite of what anyone else is doing, in spite of your background, in spite of your upbringing, in spite of your bank account, in spite of the past. Okay, do you get where I'm going with that?
Well, people make fun of me.
Yeah, that's nice for them.
You know, I won't have as much money.
Yeah. And I can't trust God.
I won't have as much time to go shopping.
Yes. And I don't believe God will honor his word. And I don't believe God's promises. These are all things that we play in our mind. But who are you here to please? Who are you here to live for? I ask myself that question all the time. Do I want to sit down and do a podcast? No. Today I did not. Okay. But I want to please the Lord. And here's what happens in the process that, you know, I have this wrestling with my spirit. It's like, oh man, I got to sit down and prepare this episode. It's going to take time away from this, that, and the other. And then when I do it, there's this moment where I know that the Lord was pleased with me, and the Holy Spirit comes out, and I'm just like, yeah, I get to do that again. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the ability to do this. Even though that there's moments, I have my Jonah moments. No, I don't want to go do that. I don't want to lay down my life for whoever, whatever, whenever, because I'm self-centered and I'm selfish and I want to live to please me. But at the end of the day, is that who I really want to live for? So that is the question for every wife. Who do you want to live for and who do you want to please? Because I could guarantee you that if you put forth the effort into your role as a wife, I call it wifehood. I don't really care if that's not a word. It's a word to me. It needs to be a word. Okay. I'm going to put it in the dictionary one of these days. It's going to make it on Wikipedia. Okay. I'm going to have enough blog posts of wifehood that eventually it's going to show up in Wikipedia. Okay. Anyways, my point is, be the wife that God has called you to be, regardless of what your husband does, because your marriage will have fruit from your obedience when you put forth the biblical effort into that role.
I will be rewarded.
Yes. Yeah. You will be rewarded as a wife. You will end up becoming that wife that you're longing for because you're doing what God has said to do. Okay. It might not happen next week. You might not see the fruit next week or next month or next year, but be patient. It does come.
Well, and so many times the comment is, he's not who I want him to be.
Right.
Are you who God wants you to be? Right. And we all need to ask ourselves that question.
Right.
And if we aren't, which we never, at least in my mind, I'm not who God wants me to be.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't be until I get to heaven. But that should be a daily striving for me, a daily goal every day.
Well, it's Romans 3:23. We all fall short. We all, every single one of us. Now, as a wife, I could look at my husband and say, well, you've fallen way more short than I have. Okay. So what's that going to do for our relationship?
Well,
do you want to come closer to me? Or are you looking to run to the hills?
I won't be close.
Right. So what do I want to do as a wife? I want you close. Because I don't want to be a wife. I coached a wife in this when I was doing some coaching. A godly gal, and both Christians, they were miserable in their marriage. Absolutely miserable. And she wanted to leave the marriage. But she said, you know, Jolene, I know I need to be obedient to God, so I'm going to stay. And so the question was, okay, so question, wifey. What kind of marriage do you want? Do you want to just live in like what feels like prison as you're obedient to God? Like, praise God for her obedience. But I wanted to move her basically to the promised land of marriage. Let me get you out of the wilderness because you're in the wilderness of marriage. Okay. Let me give you some tools to unlock those prison gates and move you into the promised land. Will you at least step out in faith? The Israelites had to step out in faith. Okay. Or do you just want to stay in that wilderness marriage? And that's where a lot of wives will remain because either A, they don't have the tools, B, they're not going to lay down their pride, or C, they don't have the faith. So which one is it? You know, and I can't answer that. Each wife has to answer that on her own. You know, do you need to go into the land and subdue it like the Israelites did when they overtook Jericho? They needed to. What did the Lord say to Joshua time and time again? Be strong and courageous. Maybe that's where you are as a wife. You're like, God, I do not believe that you're going to change. And it is so hard for me to trust your plan. So maybe you need that faith there. Or maybe you need to be that woman that says, you know what? I'm going to honor the Lord anyways and let go of my pride.
He's a God of miracles.
That's his job. That's not my job. That's not her job. We don't do miracles. God
that's
does
right.
miracles. Now, God could use us to do miracles, but the miracles come from God. And he gets to show off. And you get to say, that's my God. He did that. So let God do those miracles. But you have to be willing. You have to be, you know, that willing vessel. You know, I sign every blog post with live a poured out life for Christ. And one woman wrote to me and said, what exactly does that mean? And it's just like, well, who are you here for? You know, if I'm here to build my kingdom, my life, I'll be miserable. Okay. But if I want to be a willing vessel, I want to pour out my life to honor the Lord. Now, some days that could be more than I could handle, which we go back to Zechariah 4:6, not by my might nor by power, but by my spirit. It's through the Holy Spirit. I just need to walk in obedience. I just need to be a wife who says, Lord, I'm going to follow you at whatever cost. And as a wife who's listening and saying, yeah, I don't want to be a godly wife either. This is too hard. Don't do it in your own strength. Just put one foot in front of the other and learn the tools you need and then let God show off.
Well, and that is the call. Here's what Satan says. Satan says, are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, oh, you need to strive to be happy. No.
Right.
The Bible calls you to be obedient, and out of obedience comes joy.
Right.
Okay,
well,
but Satan goes, are you happy? Are you happy? Oh, you're not happy. Get rid of this or do, you know.
But the best way, the only way, in my opinion, to live out your happily ever after destination is by God's direction. It's through his word. If you want the happily ever after destination for your marriage, then live out God's word. It's his direction that will get you there. Okay, will every moment be happy? No, not every moment, because we have trials. And those trials are designed to refine us and make us more like Jesus. But I have learned over 18 years of marriage, with all the hardships and the garbage that we've lived through, that the only way I could get to my happily ever after destination is by heeding God's direction. That's it. Those are my thoughts.
Great thoughts.
Thanks, love. Okay, I'm Jolene Engel here with my husband, Eric, and we will see you next time.